Blog Talk Radio.
The Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you tonight. God bless you tonight. We're so grateful. We're so grateful to the Lord for bringing us here yet again, bringing us here, people of God, to this open heaven. And I don't know about you, but I am excited. I'm excited. Great anticipation, great expectation for what the Lord will say unto us on tonight. Amen. We're expecting on tonight. We're expecting great things. Amen. We're expecting, glory be to God. Listen, people of God, let's take the boundaries off of our expectation, because the Lord God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. So I don't know about you, people of God. This sounds like take the limits off to me. Amen. So I'm grateful to the Lord tonight, thanking God for you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining us here on this Prayer News Network Global. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for taking out your time and your attention to be with us. Amen.
The recording has started.
Truly, the Lord is with us on tonight. Amen. For he has already said that he'd never leave us nor forsake us. And I don't know about you, people of God, but I have found him to be true to his word. So we're grateful tonight. We're thanking him tonight. Amen. We listen, expecting a divine visitation on tonight. We pray that on today, amen, that you had an awesome time, a divine visitation on today in the services of the Lord, where your respective places of worship. Amen. Glory to God. I tell you, we thank God, amen, for what God, I thank God for what he did in the midst of us, his people, on today. And here we are for more. Glory to God. Our hearts are panting after him, amen, as the deer, as the heart pants after the water, so our soul pants after thee. So here we are, people of God. Again, expecting. Glory to God. God is doing some great things. Listen, people of God, you may not see yourself changing, but just as sure as you're coming here, you're coming, going to your respective places of worship, amen, hearing the word, listening to the word, people of God, we are being changed. Every time we come into his presence, we are being changed. Glory to God, unto that glorious image and likeness of our Lord God. Amen. So we give him thanks and we give him praise on tonight. Listen, people of God, we want to thank God for each of you on tonight, whether you are listening in internationally, whether you are listening in, listen, whatever nation, whatever country you are listening to us from, we just want to thank God for you. We want to tell you that we love you. We want to tell you that we appreciate you. We want to tell you that God has great things in store for you. Amen. Yes, he does. So we thank God tonight, again, from whatever country you're listening from, to God be the glory. Whatever time you're listening, whether you're listening live or whether you are listening, glory to God, amen, or you'll be listening via playback, however you're listening in, we thank God for you. Amen. We want to let you know that this is a recorded line on tonight. It is a recorded line. And people of God, listen, you can get a copy of the broadcast. You can certainly get a copy of the broadcast. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We'll give you two numbers afterwards. Glory to God. Or you will be able to tap into our Prayer News Network Facebook page. And there, amen, we are setting up, amen, so that this broadcast is live even as we speak. You can also go over to our ReArk Prayer Group 52 page, and there you'll be able to tap in as well. And for those of you that do not have Facebook, listen, those of you that do not have Facebook, don't forget, you can go out and Google. Just go out and Google Prayer News Network. And there, people of God, Radio 6 comes up, Prayer News Network, and we just give the Lord the thanks and we just give God the praise tonight. Listen, people of God, while you are listening, as you are coming in, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite a couple of people on tonight. Invite someone to come in. Invite. Glory to God. Just invite them to come in. Amen. Tell them to come on in. Glory to God. Tell them that the feast of the Lord continues. Tell them to come on in, for the feast of the Lord is truly going on. We're excited. Amen. Just want to stop and just give God thanks and praise for our leaders on tonight, because we didn't get here by ourselves, and I always strongly honor that have gone on before me, those that have blazed the trail. First of all, thanking him for my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thanking him on tonight for our founding father and mother, the late Apostle Dr. S.G. James. Thanking God for him. Thanking God for Mother Carrie James on tonight, amen, and the First Family. Thanking him tonight, glory be to God, for our senior apostle, on tonight, Dr. Samuel Huggins James out of Trinidad, amen, and the woman of God that stands by his side in ministry, amen. Jesus, thanking God on tonight for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina, out of Gainesville, thanking him for Lady Tina, amen, that stands by his side, amen. Thanking him for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr., out of Albany, Georgia, and for the woman of God, amen, Shepherd Mother Taylor, that stands by his side, amen. Thanking the Lord tonight, people of God, for all of our advisors. Thanking him for all of our advisors, amen, glory to God, each and every one of them holding their space and place on this, in this outreach ministry. We give God thanks and praise for them, even in the post-pandemic, amen, Jesus, lending a hand here, there to help keep this outreach ministry going. And people of God, we thank God for it, amen, because just as sure as we're here, we have listeners, those that are continuing to listen in. We do realize, people of God, that somewhere, amen, churches are still not open. So, glory to God. Here we are in this open heaven, giving God thanks, giving God praise on tonight, amen, just to be able, amen, to prepare a word for prepared people. We thank God for all of the awesome speakers, amen, that the Lord is sending to this line. Glory to God, just full body, amen, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, amen, Jesus, the testimonies, glory to God, and you, yes, you, people of God, we thank God for you being here always, amen, truly it is indeed a blessing, glory to God, and we don't take it lightly, amen, glory to God, so we bless him, we thank him on to the people of God. We want to prepare for the word. We always prepare by the sanctification of the line. Listen, people of God, we want to get all the distractions out of the way, because we want you to hear what thus saith the Lord. We want you to hear, glory to God. We want you to feel his presence wherever you are. We want you to feel the presence of the Lord. Amen, Jesus. So we always take time to sanctify the line, glory to God. So at this time, glory to God, we're going to move out of the way to move forward, amen, as we prepare and progress to the word. We're going to ask our missionary, Dorothy Fan, if she would come and sanctify the line for us. And then after that, we want to ask Samaria Hollins if she would come and give us a scripture, glory to God, as we progress to hear the word on tonight. God bless you, missionary Fan.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We praise you. Hallelujah. Lord, we glorify you. We magnify your holy name. Lord, we lift you up tonight, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you right now. We thank you right now, Lord God. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now, Lord God, asking you to look upon us tonight. Look upon this line tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you right now to touch, Lord God, each and every one of us, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God, for all our sins, all our iniquities. Lord God, all the things that we said or done that was not pleasing to you, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon us, Lord God, and Lord God, create us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us in the name of Jesus. We ask you right now, Lord God, to just move by your spirit and by your power on us tonight, Lord God. We repent tonight. We come with a heart of repentance tonight, Lord God, because we don't want, Lord God, to come before you, Lord God, in vain. We want to come before you, Lord God, with clean hands, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, a pure heart, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come tonight asking you to move by your spirit and by your mighty powers on this line tonight. Lord God, we ask you to go in each and every one of our homes, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, far and near, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, everyone that's on this line is represented tonight, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come, Lord God, to hear further from you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, want to hear what the Spirit is saying unto us tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come just to say thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your loving kindness. We magnify you. We glorify you, Lord God. We thank you right now for the straight and narrow road, Lord God. We thank you for how you came, Lord God, and you gave us hope, Lord God. And we thank you tonight. We thank you, Lord God. We magnify you. We glorify you right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come asking you to look, Lord God, upon our children, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to let your blood, Lord God, cover our kids as they go to school, Lord God, as they're in their classrooms, Lord God. We ask you right now to move this day, Lord God, by your spirit, by your mighty powers, Lord God. We ask you tonight, Lord God, to heal, Lord God, deliver, set free, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Only you can do it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. When we look up to you tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to heal, Lord God, the broken hearts, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We're asking you tonight, Lord God, to save the lost, Lord God. Save that lost woman, that lost boy, that lost girl, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we're not looking at color, Lord God, because you're not a God of color. We're asking you to save, Lord God. Save each and every lost soul, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Set them free, Lord God, and fill them, Lord God, with your precious Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you this night to have your way. We ask you to let your will be done. We ask you once again, Lord God, to send your choice anointing in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we may be fed on tonight, Lord God, and that we may be doers of your word, Lord God, because we can hear, but we know we got to be doers of your word, Lord God. So we ask you tonight to have your way in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let your will be done. In the name of Jesus, your will, Lord God, your perfect will in our life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you right now, Lord God. We ask you to move on the speaker on tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Make it easy, Lord God, for her in the name of Jesus. Help us to receive. Help us to receive. Help us to open up our hearts, Lord God, and make the word easy tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Look on Minister Bradley. Touch her right now, Lord God. Open up the windows of heaven. Pour out a blessing, Lord God. You know her needs. You see, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, so bless her, Lord God, according to your riches and glory, Lord God. We ask you this night just to have your way. Let your will be done once again, and we'll be so careful to give your name the praise. We'll be so careful to give your name the glory and the honor which you are so due. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, Jesus.
We give an honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, to the PNN advisors, to the PNN prayer warriors, and to you, our listener and thought. Scripture reading will be coming from the 12th chapter of Romans, the 9th through the 18th verse. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love. In honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation. Continuing instant in prayer. Distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceit. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lies in you, live peacefully with all men. I have read to you the 12th chapter of Romans, the 9th through the 18th verse.
That's my baby calling. I hope you don't need that jacket. No, you listen on the tape. Yeah. I need to call Lee.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We give God thanks on tonight for the prayer. Amen. That prayer of sanctification, getting us ready. We thank God tonight for the reading of the word, people of God. We thank God for the word, the word, the word. Amen, Jesus. We just give him thanks. We give him praise. Listen, people of God, if you have not invited anyone to come to the line, we want to ask you to please do so. Go ahead and invite someone. Invite a couple of people to come to the line. Don't forget you can invite them to go, amen, to our Prayer News Network Facebook page. Amen. There the broadcast is posted as well as the new REOP Prayer Group 52 Facebook page. It is posted there as well. So we want to make it convenient for you. We've made it convenient for you, people of God, to listen to the word. And for those that are not able to dial in, they can certainly plug in via Facebook, or they can plug in via the web. So we just give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We do bless the Lord, as we've already said. We thank God for all of our speakers. Amen, Jesus. We have a long-standing speaker for our Sunday and Monday nights. Amen, Jesus. But glory be to God. The Lord said the same. Glory be to God. We're going to travel. We're going to travel. Glory to God in these next two nights. Amen. We're going to travel over to Nassau, Bahamas. We give God thanks and we give God praise for this man of God. Amen, Jesus. He's certainly no stranger to the line. He has been with us. Glory to God. Amen. And
I can't right now hold it.
We are certainly, glory to God. Amen, Jesus. Certainly in the, we are certainly in their prayers. Amen, and we just thank God for them. We thank God for them, amen, Jesus, this husband and wife team, this husband and wife team. We just give God thanks and we give God praise for them, people of God. Listen, amen, Jesus, as I stated, amen, they are no stranger to us, people of God. They are coming to us by way of Vision of God Outreach Ministries there in Nassau, Bahamas. People of God, we're going to make space, make time, amen, move out of the way for the word of God. And we want to introduce to some and present to others on tonight, none other than Pastor Howard Mott. God bless you, man of God.
Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can everyone hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Truly tonight, this is a great opportunity for me to declare the gospel of Jesus Christ. I just, first of all, want to apologize for Minister to Nick Mott that he's supposed to sing tonight. Amen, Jesus. She could not make it tonight. Amen, Jesus. Beyond her control. But God is able to do all things but faith. Amen. And I praise him. Amen, Jesus. And I magnify him. Amen. If you have your Bibles, let us go to the word of God on tonight. In the book of Matthew, chapter 27, beginning at verse 3. And then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, and saying, I have sinned, and I have betrayed innocent blood. And they said, what is this to us? See that to that. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hung himself. And the chief priest took the silver and said, it is not lawful for us to put them into the treasury, because it is the price of blood. And they took counsel and brought with them the potter's field, to bury strangers in. Wherefore, that field is called the field of blood unto this day. Amen, Jesus. Amen, Lord. And I want to come to you as a subtopic on tonight. The devil is not your friend. Let us pray. Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, even on tonight. And Lord God Almighty, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that thou wilt speak and minister unto us by the power of the Holy Ghost. And Lord God Almighty, I bind the will of the enemy. I come against every dark force. I come against every evil and every unclean spirit. The blood of Jesus Christ is against you even now. And we cast you back to the pits of hell. We come against the spirit of confusion, doubt, and unbelief. The mighty name of Jesus is against you now. And we bind you to the pits of hell by the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord God Almighty, I pray, O God, that even on tonight, that Michael the Archangel, O God, will come in the midst of us, O God, and fight, O God, in war for our soul. I pray, O God, that the flaming sword of fire, O God, to stand four square in the midst of us, O God, to shield, guide, and to protect. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord God Almighty, I pray, O God, even on tonight, that even Gabriel, the messenger, the voice of Almighty God, will be in the midst of us, O God, like thunder. God, I pray that the word will go forth with power and authority, that souls will be delivered, and God, the backsliders will come back to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Heal, O God, the minds and the heart of your people in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen, Jesus, even on tonight. Amen, I praise and I magnify the name of Jesus. I thank God, amen, Jesus, for the late, amen, Jesus, the apostle and Dr. S.D. James. I thank God for, amen, the apostle Huggins, amen, James Huggins. I thank God for Bishop Tino and to all the preachers worldwide, amen, Jesus, that is listening on tonight. I thank God for them even on tonight. Like I said, I want to declare to you the word of God, just how God give it, amen, Jesus, unto me. And when we look at this word of God, amen, Jesus, we have to understand the things that are taking place in the earth. When I look, amen, Jesus, even based on statistics, amen, of what's going on in the earth, I first of all have to look at the murder rate. The murder rate, amen, Jesus, even in Honduras, as small as the country is compared to the rest of the world, it has one of the highest murder, it has the highest murder rate in the world. It's 52.2 based on the ratio. When I look, amen, Jesus, even at rape, I look, amen, Jesus, it's sad to say, I look at America and I see just in this year, they had over 84,000 cases of rape, and those even others which are not reported. When I look even at human trafficking and I see 24.9 million people that were human trafficked all over the world. So we have to understand what is going on in the world. And the enemy cannot be our friend. So just how we're speaking on tonight, the enemy is plotting against us. And every single day of Jesus' life, Judas was with him for that 3.5 years. And the word of the Lord declares that even as Judas was moving with Jesus, and he understood exactly, he strategically plotted his plan on how he was going to overthrow Jesus. And the word of God declares that even when Mary Magdalene washed the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ with the earl that she took, amen, Jesus, are here and wipe his feet. One of those that was in the midst was Judas. And he said unto her in his heart, he said, should not this earl have been sold and the money given to the poor? So we understand that from the very beginning, amen, the enemy can never, ever be our friend. Don't care how nice he come. If he come in three-piece coat suit, if he come, amen, Jesus, with a briefcase, he can never be our friend. And the word of God declares that even when Lucifer, amen, was in the kingdom of God, he decided that he was not satisfied with just being ruler of the earth, but he said within his heart, amen, even in the book Ezekiel chapter 27, he said, I will ascend into the heavens and I will overthrow God. And the word of God declared, because he did not understand the totality of God, he thought that he was able to overthrow God. And when God heard it, instead of God fighting him, the word of God declared, come out of God, Michael the archangel, with a host of angels and overthrow him. So from the day that that happened, he strategically planted the fall of man. And the word of God declared that when man was made in, amen, Jesus, even in the Garden of Eden where God placed him, God breathed into him the bread of life. So that individual automatically becomes a target of the enemy. And the word of God declares that after man came into the garden, God looked down and he saw that man was not, amen, good for man to be alone. And the word of God say, out of man came a woman. which became the womb of man, and a man, God gave it life, and amen, he said to them, be fruitful and be multiply and replenish the earth. So when I look at the word of God tonight, I understand that even when Adam and Eve was in the Garden of Eden, everything was at their fingertouch, everything that they desire, everything that they need, it was at their fingertouch. The word of God declares that there was a certain time that God personally spoke to man. The word of God said that in the cool of the day, God came down and spoke to man. So all of this had upset the enemy of our life. And he strategically planned how he was going to overthrow man. And he realized that because man was so close to God, the word of God declares that he got that which was next to man, which was the woman. And when he was able to deceive her, he came in the body of the serpent, and he was able to deceive the woman, and he brought the woman to a point, amen, Jesus, where he convinced her that God don't know everything. And the word of God declares that he said to her that not only will you be, amen, Jesus, like man, but he said that you will be like God. And because of that, she was able to yield to the will of the enemy. And when lust had conceived, bring forth sin, and after sin had conceived, it brought forth death. So when you look at the word of God, you understand that the enemy of our life is constantly plotting our downfall. And when I think about it, amen, Jesus, and things that are happening on a daily basis in the earth, when I look even at abortion as an ever most high, just in the last year alone, they had over 73 million abortions around the world. So it shows us that as we are speaking on tonight, the enemy has risen up in the doctors, the enemy has risen up in the nurses, the enemy has risen up in these hidden clinics all over the world. So his plan and his plot is to try to stop the voice of God, which is man. So whatever it takes, whatever the desire, whatever the thought pattern is, he's constantly plotting on how to overthrow man. The word of the Lord declares that when this happened, amen, Jesus, that the only thing we must now do is that we must get close to God. The only way we can defeat the devil is we get the Holy Ghost down on the inside of us, because the devil is constantly fighting even against us. And Apostle Paul told us, say, oh, wretched man that I am, who should deliver me from this body of the flesh? So we understand that everything that is around us, everything that is happening, it is a plot and a plan of the enemy to destroy our life. So even when we look at the cultures, even in many countries, and sometimes we tend to get relaxed with certain things, and we always say, well, that's my culture. But when you look at the culture, and I look, amen, Jesus, even in America, and I look at the culture, amen, Jesus, even of Thanksgiving, and if you understand the theory, if you understand the history of Thanksgiving in America, it was really for the freedom of them when they came into America, the Protestants, and they came in and they came with the gospel, because in Europe they were persecuted. They were persecuted by the Roman Catholic Church. They were persecuted by the Anglo-Saxon Church. So what happened? They came into America and they created a day called Thanksgiving in remembrance for what God did for them. So even in the midst of that, when they came into America, the word of the Lord declares, amen, Jesus, the first thing they did, they give thanks unto God. But when you look at modern Thanksgiving, given day now, they have switched, amen, Jesus, the plan, and they've switched the plot, and they've switched the glory of it, and what they have replaced of it right after Thanksgiving on the next day, they have Black Friday. They have a day when they try to get everybody to go after things with greed. They try to get them to go into mass shopping. And when you look at all of these things, it has nothing to do with God. It has become the spirit of mammon. It has become the spirit of covetousness. So what is happening now is that men have departed away from the plan and the will of God. So what is happening now when you look at the word of God, and even now, they're now switching even to the enemy here. The word of God warns us, amen, Jesus, when we know not, the word of God declares unto us that in the time of ignorance, God wink. In other words, God give us space. God give us a time to come to the knowledge of the truth. So what they do now, right after Thanksgiving, they have replaced it with the Christmas tree. So the glory now no longer lies in the thanksgiving to God. The glory no longer now lies in the praising of God. And the word of God says in the book of Jeremiah chapter 10, says, be not like the heathen. Voice 4 beginning says, be not like the heathen, for they go into the forest and they cut down trees and they decked it. They put ornaments of gold and they put ornaments of silver. So now the reality of it, which is supposed to be the body of Jesus, what they call, it has now been replaced, amen, Jesus, with a tree and present. So every single year, the kids look forward for it. And in the midst of that, they add Santa with it. So this big belly man that comes around, a delusion, and he gives gift to the children. And so they say, amen, Jesus, if you're naughty, he's not going to give you nothing. And the only way we can be blessed if we turn our hearts over to the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, even in his word, in Deuteronomy, he said, blessed shall I bless thee, and thy going out and thy coming in. He said, I'll bless you in your field. So what they've done now, they have replaced the true word of God with theories. They have replaced the true word of God with an idol worshiper. So you see what is happening is that the enemy of our life is highly upset with the church. So what he is doing, he has launched an all-out attack against the church. And I look even at the children, and we're saying, how is the enemy attacking our children? And what he has done now, he has replaced Hollywood cartoons. He has replaced Hollywood characters. He has replaced it with the Hulk. He has replaced it with Spider-Man. He has replaced it with Superman. So their hero no longer lies in the Lord Jesus Christ. And now, even in the earth, they've come now with a new movie, and they call it Black Panther. But if you see the theory and the ideology of this movie, you will understand that it has nothing to do with God. They're moving in negromancy. They're moving in witchcraft. The word of God declares that do not suffer even a witch to live. So I'm saying to you tonight, how can you trust the enemy? How can you allow yourself to come into the plans and to the tricks of the enemy? And what he is doing both day and night, he's trying to deceive not just one nation, but the whole world. So even though we're focused now on the wars that are happening around the world, he's trying to get people frustrated. He's trying to get people depressed. He's trying to get you oppressed. He's trying to get you to worry, because the word of the Lord declares that what happened, that when it becomes so voiced that men's hearts literally would fail them for fear. My question to you tonight, what are you going to do? Are you going to give in to the will of the enemy? Are you going to trust him? Are you going to take what he has given to you? Are you going to take his plan? And when you look in the word of God declares that when the enemy came to Jesus after 40 days fast, he did not come to Jesus fast. But the first thing he said to him, he said, if you be the Son of God, because he realized that his physical body was hungry. He said, if you be the Son of God, look on the ground, see these stones. If you will turn these into bread, you shall be able to eat. And the word of the Lord declared that he said unto the devil, because he was not knowing the word, but he was the word, he said unto the devil, he said, listen, he said, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So as smart as we think we are, smart and bright and as intelligent as we think we are, professors and scientists, and we have people that know mathematics, we have accountants, and we have politicians that think they know everything. The word of the Lord declares that the word of God is the only thing that will be able to overcome the enemy. And when the devil see he couldn't win with Jesus that way, the word of God declares that he took him up on a high mountain. And he said, look at these things. He said, whatever you desire, whatever it is that you need, he said, all of this I will give unto thee if you will fall down and worship me. And I want to say to you tonight, people that are listening to me under the sound of my voice, Christianity is not a one-day religion. Christianity is a thing that has become a lifestyle. You must allow the living God to come alive in your life, every single day of your life. Some folks have been saved 10 years, some 15, some 20, some 30, some 50, and even some now heading on 60. But I want to say to you today, you must not give up the fight for your soul. You must not give up the fight, and you must not give up the fight in word. You must not give up the fight in living. You must not give up the fight in your family members. Because Joshua said, as for me and my hopes, we will serve the Lord. And I want to say to you today that there is a war that is going on. There's not just a war in Ukraine. There's not just a war in Afghanistan. There's not just a war in a drug war in South America, in Colombia, in Bolivia, in Peru. There's not just a war between the Israelites and the Palestinians. There's not just a war between Iran and Saudi Arabia. There's not just a war between the Chinese and the American. There's not just a war between the Pakistanians and the Indians. There's a war for your soul. Whatever the devil sees, and he's plotting and he's planning on a daily basis to get your soul, whatever it is that you like, he is planning and he's setting it up in your eyesight. If you like money, he'll set you up with money. If you like woman, he will set you up with woman. If you like man, he will set you up with man. If you like power, he will set you up with power. He put you in positions of power. And you have to understand the word of the Lord declares unto us, he said, humble thyself in the presence of the Almighty God. And I want to say to you today that whatever it is in your life, you must give it up. The word of the Lord also says that lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily besets. Folks, I want to tell you tonight that are listening under the sound of my voice, every single hour of the day, every single minute of the day, every single second of the day, the enemy is plotting your downfall. The enemy is plotting his plan to take you out of the earth just like he did to John. Because the word of the Lord declares that when he put John in prison, he was not satisfied. Herod said on his own mouth that he didn't want to touch John because the people, amen, believed that John was a prophet. And the word of the Lord declares that after that, amen, Jesus, there was a day when Herod's daughter, Herodias, down before her father. And the word of the Lord declared to all the saints that she wanted in life, she asked Herod that if you'll give me the head of John the Baptist, because she realized that once you cut off the head of a man, there is no longer a voice to declare the glory of God. And I want to say to you, everyone that is under the sound of my voice, our mission and our goal is not to get money. Our mission and our goal is not to be famous. Our mission and our goal, even the word of God declares that if we must not get excited if we see the dead raised. We must not get excited if we see the blind to see. We must not get excited if we see and hear the deaf able to hear. We must not get excited if the lame get up and walk. We must not get excited for all the things that is happening in the earth. The word of the Lord declares that when the disciples came back to Jesus, he said unto them, he said, your excitement must be that your name is written in the Lamb's book of heaven. And I want to say to you tonight that we must constantly fight to keep our names in the Lamb's book of heaven. And the only way we could do this is by living right, is by walking before the Lord. But the word of the Lord declares that there is coming a day when they stand before God. And he said to them, and they said to him, they said, Lord, we did not we heal in your name? Did not we raise the dead? Did not we feed the poor? But if you notice the key here, he said to them, he said, all of these things you did in my name. But in the midst of my name, he said, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. Because even though you were doing all of these things, you were still not living right. You were still not living holy. You still had hatred in your heart. You were still smoking. You were still drinking and cussing and lying and jiving and conniving. And I want to say to you today, the only thing is that is going to keep our names written in the Lamb's book of life is holiness and righteousness. The word of the Lord declares that even Job, he said unto the enemy, and the enemy was fighting over the body of Job, and he said, listen, he said, has not thou considered my servant Job, one that feared God? And he said, one that walk upright and one that endured evil. In other words, he hates evil. And I want to say to you tonight that is listening to me under the sound of my voice, you must walk upright before God. The only thing the enemy fears with you is when you walk upright. And I always say there's two set of people in the earth that the enemy don't trust and he hates with a passion. He hates those that are walking upright. He hates those that are committed. He hates those that have totally and completely given their hearts over to the Lord Jesus Christ. Because that's an individual, the word of the Lord declares that if you draw nigh to God, then he will draw nigh to thee. And once you near to God, then the enemy knows that he cannot pluck you out of the hands of God. The enemy knows if you walk upright with God, just like Enoch, just like Elijah, just like Moses, just like Daniel, just like Isaiah and Jeremiah, your name will continue in the book of life. And not only that, when you were deceased out of these physical body, whether it be by translation or whether it be by way of the grave, he knows that eternally he cannot get your soul. But as long as you're sticking close to the Lord Jesus Christ, and the next person the enemy fears and he cannot trust is a backsliding Christian, because what happened, they're joking, jiving, and conniving, and the enemy knows anywhere, somewhere down the line, they could repent. That's why there's a constant fight in their life, and the enemy will constantly try to kill them, because he knows that if they get right and get it right with God, and if you look in the word of God, the great example of that is Saul. Even though Saul was backsliding, David constantly said, I must not touch the Lord's anointing. You may ask the question, how we get the Lord's anointed, but yet he was backsliding, because David knew, because David was a man after God's own heart. David knew if somebody was in his heart, if he had repented, then God would have forgiven him. And I want to say to you tonight, if you are in a backslidden position tonight, I'm telling you, the devil do not trust you. If you feel that you're in a backslidden condition tonight, you can get it right tonight with God. And I want to say to you, wherever you are in the face of the earth, whatever you have done, the word of the Lord declares that he's faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. He said that he married to the backslider. He said in his word also that if you shall confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that he is able to save you from whatever mistake you make. And I want to say to you tonight that you have to fight. Folks, you cannot give up, because the world, even though they seems to be nice, even though they seems to as they love you because you do good, they seems to love you all the time. But the word of Jesus himself says, woe unto ye when men shall say all matters of good things about you, and when they should speak nice word, and they should say you're a nice person because you're giving them. But he said, woe unto you, because so talk they about the false prophet. But he said, even in his word, he said, listen. He said, even if they call me Beelzebub, what do you think they will call you? So I'm saying to you tonight, people, wherever you are, do not trust the enemy. Do not trust the enemy. When you're asleep, you must sleep in the Lord. Do not trust the enemy. When you wake up early in the morning, you must pray, and do not trust him, because he is already with the satanic worshippers, with the devil worshippers, with the witches and the warlocks. He's already plotting out your day, how he's going to get you in your day. You must not trust the enemy even with your children, because the word of the Lord declares that even when Job realized that his children was in a backslidden state, the word of God says that Job prayed and he said, Lord, it had probably been my children of Christ God in their heart. And I'm saying to you, whenever you wake up in the morning, you must cover your family. You must cover them with the blood of Jesus Christ. You must fight this good fight. Listen to me today. If you understand what is going on in the world, and sometimes when you listen to social media, sometimes when you read in the printed news, they almost trying to get you to call evil good. They trying to get you now to be comfortable with adultery. They call it extramarital affair. They trying to beautify the word. They trying to get you to be comfortable with the gays and the lesbians. They trying to get you to be comfortable with the transvestites. They trying to get you comfortable with the drug dealers. They trying to get you comfortable with the liars and the thieves. They trying to get you comfortable with the pimps and the prostitutes. They trying to get you comfortable, amen, Jesus, even the casino. And they tell you even in Las Vegas. They tell you even in some parts of China that you can legally gamble. They're trying to get you comfortable with playing the lotto. And even get Christian folks saying that if they win the lotto, they'll give money to the church. But you got to know that it's a plan and a tricks of the devil. He's trying to get you to think about the money and how you win the money. And I'm saying to you tonight, if you trust God, the word of God declares, bring in all the tithes and the offering into my house. And he himself said, prove me where it. Lord said that I will open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. So you don't have to go play no numbers. You don't have to sell drugs. You don't have to prostitute your body. You don't have to lie and scheme and set up scams. You don't have to set up things that are contrary to the will of God. I'm saying to you tonight, if you walk up right before God, whatever you desire, whatever your needs be, God will meet your need. I'm saying to you tonight that you have to be careful where you go, the people you are. Now we're getting to the end of the year, and they're telling you now you want got to bring you to these family parties and these family gatherings. And when you get there sometime, you find out, amen, Jesus, you're among the wine bibbers, you're among the harlots, you're among the drunkards, you're among the gluttons. And they're telling you it's family and nothing but family, but you have to understand that all family ain't family. And you might say, preacher, how could you say such a thing? Well, I can put it to you what Jesus said. Jesus said, who is my mother and my brother? And he told him the question. He said, listen, my mother and my brother is those that do the will of my father. So your family that you grew up with, your cousins and your sisters and your brothers and your aunties and your uncle, he said, concerning them, he said, listen, when I come now, what I did, I said, I put the father against the son against the father,
and the mother against the daughter, and the daughter-in-law against the mother-in-law. So the only thing that will make us right is we come close to the Lord Jesus Christ. So the only true people that you have in your life that is your friend is the Son of God, even on your job. Sometimes you have co-workers, and because you work with them for many years, you think that they're your friend. But I'm telling you, the day or tomorrow something happened, they will leave you out in the cold in a heartbeat. So you have to trust the God in people now. You have to know the only way you can trust someone, the Word of God says in the book of John, he said you must know them after the Spirit. He said, writ the Spirit, see whether they are of God. And I'm saying to you today, people of God, if you read in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, you would see that there were wars. There were wars between Cain and Abel. There was war between Elijah and Ahab. There were war between Elijah and Jezebel. There was war between Daniel and King Nebuchadnezzar. There were war between Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the tree and the King Nebuchadnezzar. So when you look at the Word of God on tonight, what you read in the Word of God didn't just start it. It started thousands of years ago. So I'm saying to you tonight, even though you're in 2022, as the Word says, you must fight the good fight. You must realize that the enemy can never, ever be your friend. And I'm telling you, even if you decide that you don't want nothing to do with God, because David said, Lord, if I make up my bed, amen, Jesus, in hell. So if you decide you want to go to hell, I can tell you now the devil will be waiting for you. And even while you're there, he's still not your friend. He will have the demons to torment you both day and night. And the Bible said, in there the worms don't die. So you might as well live right so you can make the kingdom of God. And I'm telling you, he said, amen, Jesus, if you listen to me, he said, I will no longer call you a servant, but I'll call you my friend. And folks, I want to say to you tonight, if you want the Lord Jesus Christ to become your friend, you have to walk up with. You have to walk up right before the Lord Jesus Christ. The only way he could become your friend, if you walk upright. The only way he could be your best friend and your brother. Word of the Lord declares that there's a friend that sticketh closer to the brother. And the only way he could become your close friend, if you get in the Word of God, you get in prayer, and you live right. And while you're in the earth, folks, tell others about your friend. Just like how when you get married, you talk about your spouse, you talk about your children. You have pictures, you have memorabilia that you show people about your family members. And I want to say to you tonight, can you imagine if you share Christ like that? After Jesus was taken out of the earth in the book of Acts, the whole book of Acts was them telling about Jesus. Jesus was no longer but them. But Paul, he went throughout the earth telling about Jesus. John went about the earth telling about Jesus. John and Peter went about the earth telling about Jesus. Philip went about Paul and Silas telling about Jesus. Barnabas telling about Priscilla and Aquila telling people about Jesus. One of the greatest things you can do to become a great friend of the Lord Jesus Christ is wherever you go, you must let others know about Jesus. And folks, I'm telling you, don't care how much nice you think the devil can never be afraid. Because his whole desire is to see the destruction of man. The only way the devil kind of like somebody, if you are a worshiper of him, and even if you worship him, at the end of the day, when you get to the belly of hell, you'll realize just like him, you're going into the lake of fire. So why choose to go into the lake of fire when God has eternal life for you? Jesus says in John chapter 14, he said, listen, I go to prepare a place for you that where I am, you may be also. Don't listen to folks telling you, but oh, some fairy tale now. Don't listen to folks tell you that it's some way off in Tokyo. But I'm saying to you, if you live right, you will come out of this physical body and eternally you will be with your friend. The only friend you have now in the earth is Jesus. And you find out that the closer you get to Jesus, then he will show you your rest of earthly friends. And the only people who can be your friend is the saints of God. Even though you might have some religious friends, because a lot of folks are very religious. They cuss from Monday till Saturday, and then Sunday morning they switch back into their Jesus clothes. But I want to say to you today, you must live right. 24/7 a week, you must live right 365 days a year. And if there's a leap year, you must live 66 days. You must walk up right before the living God. So I want to say to you tonight in my closing note, the only friend you have is the Lord Jesus Christ. You must never, ever, ever trust the devil. Don't care how nice he pretend. Don't care how he come in coat suit. Don't care how he come in bow tie. You must never trust him. Don't care how he come in the nicest of fragrant. You must never trust him. Don't care how he come handsome or pretty. You must never trust him. Don't care how he come in the nicest of fragrant. You must never trust him. Don't care how he come bearing gifts. You must never trust the devil. And I want to say to you tonight, do not trust the devil. Do not trust the devil. Do not trust the devil. If you've been doing this now for Jesus for the last 10, 20, like I said, 60 years, you must continue to walk upright before God. You must continue to live holy. You must continue to preach the gospel. You must continue to keep your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Because folks literally believe in the earth that they can do whatever they want and that they will go to heaven. I always have this saying now that it seems as if everybody going to heaven. The drug dealer, the pimps, the prostitutes, the killers, the murderers, those that shoot after police. Because every time you go to funeral now, everybody get on t-shirts. And on the t-shirt, folks sit down with wings, a liar, thief, a killer, murderer. You sit down and folks, when they go to the grave, they get handsy, they get dope, they get smoked, they're doing everything and throwing it on the grave. So you're trying to figure out how is your space in heaven when all of these people are in heaven. But I want to let you know that the devil is a liar. He said the only way you can be a friend of Jesus Christ is that you got to keep your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And folks, in order for you to keep your name in the Lamb's Book of Life, you got to live holy. You got to live right. In order for Jesus Christ to come with that body, he had to be holy. He had to be right. And even on the cross, he had no friends. But all of a sudden, he developed a friend, and there was two. One said, take us down. The next one said, why we bother with this man? And right beyond the cross, he developed a friend. And he said to his friend, he said, this day shall thou be with me, and thou shalt be with me in paradise. And I want to say to you tonight, the only friend you have is in the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you on tonight. Let me pray. Mighty God, in the name of Jesus, cover this people now with the blood of Jesus Christ. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that this people will realize that they cannot trust the devil. Don't care how nice he be to them. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, those that are backslide, that they will come back to you even now. Lord, that you will touch them by the power of the Holy Ghost. I pray, oh God, on tonight that everyone that is listening to the sound of my voice around the world where this word will go, that they will realize that there is no friend in the devil, and they will turn their heart over to the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you on tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen, Jesus. Anyone have a prayer request? Amen, Jesus. Amen, Lord. Anyone with a prayer request?
Anyone with a prayer request?
Amen,
six,
Jesus. Amen, Lord.
Start six,
anyone with a prayer request? Amen. Amen, Jesus. God bless you on tonight.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
God
the Lord.
Bless you. God bless you tonight, man of God. God bless you tonight. Amen, Jesus.
Yes.
Just want to, if you have a prayer request, you can press star 6. Just press star 6 and come over to the broadcast side on tonight. Star 6 on tonight. Amen. Did not our hearts burn on tonight with this word, people of God? Amen, Jesus. I'm telling you. Yes, sir. At this time and in this hour, we cannot trust the devil. We cannot. Amen. No matter what color he comes in, we cannot trust the enemy. We cannot trust the devil.
Amen.
Amen. And we give God thanks and praise on tonight. Amen. I think I heard someone trying to click over. And I believe I see someone on the broadcast side caller. I think you need to take your phone off of mute.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
This is Sister Betty. I'm calling in. I'm requesting prayer for Charlie Wilson and for Mary Davis and for Peter Robert Clark.
Amen.
And also prayer for me. And thank you for the word.
Amen. Mighty God, let's pray for them. Mighty God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, even now, oh God, even the names that thy servant has called. Lord God Almighty, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will move even upon them by the power of the Holy Ghost. We bind the will of the enemy against their life even now by the mighty name of Jesus. We come against every dark force. We come against every plot that is plotting against them by the mighty name of Jesus. And we bind it back to the pits of hell by the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we curse every sickness. We curse every disease. We curse even poverty. We curse, oh God, confusion out of their life in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you will move by the power of the Holy Ghost. And God, that you will bring them, oh God, out of the valley of decisions in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will make ways and open doors for them by the power of the Holy Ghost. God, I pray that whatever their desires, oh God, based on your word, that you will do it. But God, I pray most of all that their names will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that the spirit of holiness and righteousness will rest upon them. And know, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they will draw close unto thee. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you will touch, oh God, their minds, touch, oh God, their hearts, regulate their hearts by the mighty name of Jesus. God, I pray, oh God, even for their children, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will move by the power of the Holy Ghost, oh God, in every home, in the mighty name of Jesus, that salvation and deliverance will come, oh God, even as in the days of Joshua. I pray, oh God, that even as for their homes, oh God, that they will serve the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus, move by the power of the Holy Ghost. Do, oh God, even a new thing in their life. God, that they will testify that you are the living God and that you are their friend. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. We see another caller on the platform. Go ahead, caller. Press star 6 again.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Okay, star 6 again. See if we can get them over while they're trying to get over. We just thank God tonight for the word, for this word on tonight. Will be God, a word, such a word at this time because there's so which be sent going on in the earth. God telling you as you begin to even call out, amen, the things that are just at an all-time high. Amen. Glory be to God. And we just thank God on tonight, guys. Glory to God to cause us to know, to cause us to know the enemy, the devil is not our friend. It doesn't matter how he comes.
Yep.
Amen.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what color he comes in. Our friend. Amen. My volume. Amen. Get our other caller on the line. Trying to get the other caller on the line tonight. Back in so that we can get back on. Amen. Sometimes these lines, amen, they get all crossed. We bless God tonight, amen. We bless God tonight. Anyone else, amen, anyone else, glory to God, have a prayer request on tonight, just press star 6. Press star 6 and come over to the broadcast side. Star 6. Amen, Jesus. I just
praise
press
the Lord.
Star 6. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. This is missionary Dorothy Fan, and I'm requesting prayer for my grandson, Colin. He's been bullied at school. We just found it out. And I'm just praying that God touch all the little children. He's not with 6, but he's been bullied by bigger kids. So we just pray that God cover our children.
Amen.
And save them as well. Thank you.
Amen, Jesus. Almighty God, let me pray for this child. Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, I pray it. God. Oh, God, even yes, now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. For, Lord, you said even in your word, it was better, oh, God, that one that bore with the little children, that he be not born. And, God, I said, even as you said in your word, that we ought not to touch the Lord's anointed. And God, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, even the big ones that are bullying this child, I bind the will of the enemy even in their life in the name of Jesus. Mm. I come against them, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I bind even the devil that is thinking the plans and the plots even in the big children's mind. I curse it now by the mighty name of Jesus. And God, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you would send Michael the archangel to fight for this child. And God, I pray 24/7, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. 365 days, I pray, oh God, that you will heal and protect this child by the mighty name of Jesus. That, oh God, Michael the Archangel will come, oh God, in the minds, even of those, oh God, that are fighting against this child, and God, that you will transform their minds in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, I pray, oh God, that your banner, oh God, over this child, oh God, will be loved in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, I pray in the name of Jesus that even the authority, oh God, that is in the school, oh, God, that the child, oh, God, will have an opportunity, oh, God, to share with the authorities, oh, God, that they will shield and protect this child. God, I pray that no injustice will come to this child. I bind even the spirit of suicide and murder that will come to this child. I curse it back to the pits of hell by the mighty name of Jesus. And God, I pray in the heart of this child that love and peace and joy and gentleness will come by the mighty name of Jesus. And God, I pray that the authorities, oh God, will take a hand, oh God, upon the bullies. And God, that they will bring them to justice, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, I pray even for the parents of the bullies. I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I curse racism. I curse, oh God, prejudiceness. I curse it by the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, that it will begin even in the homes of the bullies. God, that the salvation and the Lord Jesus Christ will come even unto their parents, that they will teach their children, oh God, to love other children. I speak it now by the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for the protection of this child. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, God. Anyone, I see our other caller has dialed back in. Do you want to, let's try it again. Praise God.
Thank you for the word, man of God. And I just want to get prayer for my children. They're grown. They got their children. But I still can see so much of where, you know I see where the devil just don't care who he used. Even the saved people is being deceived. Some of the saved people being deceived by the devil, even if they don't know it. They're letting the devil use them.
Amen.
So much, I see so much of it, and it's so sad. So I just want to get prayer for my children. They're wrong, but I want they to get all the prayer they can get to, so I want to get prayer for my children and others that really need it. So I just want to get prayer for them. Thank you.
Amen. I just want to say to this lady before I pray, you have to know that God is with you, because even though we're in the Bahamas here, the same experience that you're experiencing there in your country, we're having the same experience. But one thing I always say that we know, he said, greater is he that is in us than the devil that is in the world. So this war is not just against us, like I always say, but this war is also against our children. And the Bible says, even to the third and to the fourth generation. And I want to pray for you tonight. Mighty God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, for this mother even now, this missionary. Oh God, I pray, oh God, for her first and her second, oh God, and even the third generation that is on the way. I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, oh God, I bind the will of the enemy, oh God, that is coming against their life. I come against every religious spirit. I come against every ideology. I come against every theory that is out of the will of God. I come against Islam. I come against Buddhism. I come against Shinto. I come against every religion that is not naming the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I curse it back to the pits of hell. Mighty God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you will form, oh God, even in our children, oh God, in our grandchildren's heart. I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, even as the Apostle Paul said, I wish that the whole house of Israel be saved.
God, I pray for mother even now in the mighty name of Jesus that you will touch, oh God, her children, oh God, and her grandchildren, and God, that you will bring them into the fruit of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will take them, oh God, out of religious dogma. I pray, oh God, that you will take them, oh God, out of these things that, oh God, that are troubling their minds and their heart in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that the word of God will form even in their hearts. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will take them, oh God, out of this TikTok. God, take them, oh God, out of this Facebook. God, take them, oh God, out of Instagram. And God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that even when they do visit these, oh God, social media, oh God, that they will find the truth, oh God, that they will find the holiness of Almighty God. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, wherever the seat of their soul, oh God, will tread. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that the power of the living Christ will rest upon them by the mighty name of Jesus. And God, I pray in the name of Jesus that even when they sleep, oh God, the angel of God, oh God, will visit them, oh God, in the midnight hour in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, I pray, oh God, even for mother children, oh God, for the same now. Oh God, that even in a household, oh God, that salvation and deliverance will come in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, I pray that you will keep a children and a grandchildren from accidents, seen and unseen. Keep them, Lord Jesus, from alcohol. Keep them, oh God, from drugs. Oh God, keep them from prostitution. God, keep them from everything that is contrary to the will of God. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that the Holy Ghost will form in their life even now. Transform them, oh God, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh God, even in the renewing of their minds. I thank you even now. In Jesus' name, amen. God, Mother, God bless you in the name of Jesus. If you believe, it shall happen in Jesus' name. Amen.
Lord, thank you. Thank you, man of God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. We have another caller. Go ahead, caller. You're on the platform. Hold on. Take the phone off of mute. If your phone is on mute.
Okay. I
got you. There you are. God bless
okay.
you.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise
thank you, man of God, for the message that was given. I called earlier, but I couldn't get through because the voices was in and out, so that was me. I apologize. But I called to request prayer over my grandson. He's about 19 and at that stage where we think we're grown, but we're not actually grown. And he definitely has this very bad anger issue when it comes to his mother. And I have a prayer for him that God would deliver him from that. You know, he has few issues. You know, mom really wasn't there, but was there, you know. So I'm asking for prayer on his behalf. Thank you.
Amen.
God bless you all.
I just want to say to you, mother, also concerning your grandson.
Grandmother.
I accept the. I want to say to you, mother, also at the age of 19, I accept the Lord Jesus Christ. And I was involved in drugs and the selling of drugs. And what happened was that I wish I could talk to your grandson somehow. But what happened was that the Lord was calling me and I told the Lord, I said, come in. But I said, Lord, when I get rich, then I come into you. What happened to me in 1987? I'll never forget it. I died, I came out of my body, and I went down into the belly of hell. And on my way to hell, I was in the doctrine of the Rastafarian. I call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when I call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, mother, just like your grandson, at the age of 19, the Lord Jesus Christ saved me. And I had a bad temper too. And I listened to you very clearly, and I heard you said even that he had there was some issues even with his parents. And I want to say also concerning my life, I was just sharing my daughter and my wife today, amen, Jesus, when my father left, amen, I could remember I was 4 years old, you understand? But in the midst of all of that, God had a plan for my life. And I want to say to you, do not give up on your grandson. There's a plan of God for him, amen, Jesus. And I wish somewhere I could reach him, that we could have a conversation. But in the meantime, the word of God declares that there ain't nothing but prayer can do. And mighty God, I pray, oh God, even now for this young man. Oh God, wherever he be. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, I pray by the mighty name of Jesus, bind the temper now. I curse that spirit of anger. I curse it back to the pits of hell by the mighty name of Jesus. And God, I take out of his heart, oh God, every root of bitterness, every root of angerness. I pray in the name of Jesus that the God of bitterness will leave his life in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord God Almighty, I pray, oh God, that the power, oh God, of peace will rest upon him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And gentleness, oh God, long-suffering and patience. For Lord, you said even in your word, oh God, that in patience we ought to possess our soul. And God, I pray for this young man now by the power of the Holy Ghost, that the spirit, oh God, of patience, oh God, would rest upon him by the power of the Holy Ghost in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you would take away, oh God, every emotional pain from his past. God, I pray in the name of Jesus, whatever scars that is in his life, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will take it away. God, even now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come against the spirit of molestation in his life. I come against the spirit of confusion and doubt and unbelief in his life in the mighty name of Jesus. I bind the will of the enemy even in his life in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I pray in the name of Jesus, the spirit of rejection that is trying to sit upon him, the spirit of confusion that is trying to control his mind. I curse it back to the pits of hell by the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord God Almighty, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that the word of God will come alive in his life. God, that you will speak unto him by the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. And Mother, I just want you to do something for me. Every single day, I want you to tell him you love him. Amen, Jesus.
Yes.
Every day. You hear me? Every day.
Yes.
You tell him you love him and give him a positive word. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, man of God. Thank God for you all. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Anyone else? Anyone else? Press star 6. Press star 6 and come over to the platform side. Press star 6 on tonight. Press star 6. Star 6 on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Press star 6, man of God. And while we're waiting for others to come, I just want to put in a prayer request for one of our prayer warriors, Evangelist Gail. Evangelist Gail Bell. She's scheduled for surgery on this week. And I just want to pray for her. Amen, Jesus. We know that God has it all in control, but we yet want to lift up before the Lord.
Amen. Let's pray for Gail. Mighty God, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God, you said even in your word, by your stripes are we healed.
Yes, Lord.
You said even in your word, if they're not a balm in Gideon.
Mm-hmm.
And God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God, that you will go even into that surgery.
Yes,
God, that you will enter, oh God, even the theater. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that the angels of Almighty God will come, oh God, in the midst, oh God, of the doctors, and God, that you will perform the surgery in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would touch her, oh God, even from the crown, oh God, of her head, oh God, to the very sole of her feet in the mighty name of Jesus. And mighty God, I pray in the name of Jesus that our hope, oh God, that our will, oh God, will rest in you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
and God, that you would come out of there testifying that you are healed.
Yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus, that the true healer will not be the doctors, but God, that you will become the surgeon in the room and divinely healer by the power of the Holy Ghost. And we declare it now by apostolic authority. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Jesus, amen. God bless.
Jesus.
God bless you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Anyone
glory
else?
To God.
Hallelujah. Bye-bye. Oh, glory.
Glory.
Anyone
glory.
Else tonight? Star 6.
Jesus.
Star 6. Star 6 on tonight. Anyone else? Anyone else? Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Star 6, just press star 6 and come over. Glory to God. Come over to the platform side on tonight. Anyone else? Anyone else? Glory to God. Amen. Well, it does not look like there's anyone else on the platform on tonight, but we just give God thanks and praise on tonight for all that he's done. Truly, 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 the Lord has spoken on tonight, and we just bless him. Bless him on tonight.
Amen.
We thank God for those of you that have already requested your copies. We'll get these copies out to you as quickly as we possibly can. Amen. Don't get it as well, people of God, if you don't have Facebook, you can Google us. Google Prayer News Network, and that will take you to our radio broadcast there on the web. Amen. If you would like a copy directly to your phone, we'll send it to you. Certainly text on tonight, 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. For our international listeners, you can reach out to us as well. Just text us via WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7234. And again, that's 678-608-7234. And there, people of God, we will send you a link. And from that link, we ask you, don't hold it to you, hold it all to yourself. We want you to send it. Send it to someone else, people of God. Send this word, hear this word. And the very word that you send may be the very word that saves somebody's life. Amen. Even down to the prayers, you'd be so surprised. Amen. There are so many people that are going through the self-same thing of some of these prayer requests that have come forth. Amen. So, people of God, send the broadcast. Glory to God. The Lord is able. Glory to God. Send this word. The Lord Amen. Is able to yet deliver. He's yet able to save and set people free by the spoken word, the declared word. Amen. So get it to as many as you can. Amen. As the Lord will lead you to. Glory to God. Send it, send it, send it. Save someone's life. Amen. I often say this is not a track, but it's a virtual track. It's a virtual track that you send and listen, people of God, this spoken word. He sent his word and he healed them. Did he not? Glory be to God. So we Amen. Just want to do our part and send it. And I do want to say to those of you that are sending the word, continue to send the word. We always get playbacks. Amen, Jesus. We get playbacks from 2020. People are listening to this word, listening to a word, opening up the very word that you perhaps sent even all the way back in 2020. Amen. It seems like a long time ago, but I'm telling you, it was literally feels like just yesterday. So all that being said, we just want to remind you to send this word, people of God. Let the word Amen. Do the work. Let the Spirit of God, Master, woo, glory Amen. To God, the self-same Spirit, glory to God, that is resting upon us as we're here assembled in this place. When you send forth the word, glory be to God, the Lord has laid it all out. He's laid it all out. Amen, Jesus, that he can do it again and again and again. So we give God thanks and we give God praise. Amen. Thank God for you again, man of God, availing yourself.
Amen.
Amen. We just bless God for you there in Nassau, Bahamas. Amen. We
Amen.
Just bless the Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God. I tell you, we actually met on the other day, and we're grateful that, amen, we're now in post-pandemic. And we just believe,
Amen.
God, that he's going to make a way, amen, Jesus, that lives,
Amen.
And we can go to some of the Isles of the Sea or some of the other nations
Amen.
And do our PNN
yes.
celebration. Hallelujah. Glory
Amen.
To God. We want to travel. We're ready. Amen. For whatever the Lord will
Amen.
Say. Amen. Glory to God. We believe that time is upon us now. Amen. We're redeeming the time. We are redeeming
Amen.
The time. We know that during
yes.
this pandemic, there have been casualties. We know that during this pandemic, glory be to God, there are those, amen, Jesus, that have taken, amen, the wrong friend. Hallelujah. But this word comes today to sever the ties, amen, to sever the ties and open the eyes of the people of God to know that the devil is not their friend. Amen. So we give God thanks and we give God praise for you, man of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you even for the woman of God that will be ministering for us on tomorrow. We just bless God to have Nassau in the house. Woo, woo. Glory be to God. Amen. It just feels good. It feels good. Thank you again for opening your schedule to come and be with us. Amen. Here on the Prayer News Network, we're always so grateful. Always so grateful, amen, across the miles to be able to connect, amen, on this wise. And we just want to say a word of prayer, amen, for you, man of God. Just want to say a word of prayer. As well, just want to say, amen, once we release the line back to you, we would like for you to give, if you have a Cash App address or whatever, if you could give that Cash App address so that if anyone would desire, if the Lord is moving upon the hearts of anyone to be a blessing to you as a ministry there, amen, they can do so. So once we release the line, amen, Jesus, if you'll just, glory to God, put that number out there. We know that you don't come, amen, Jesus, for the money, for the funds, and we thank God for none of our speakers come requesting, glory to God, but we do want to open the way, amen. So if anyone is led, amen, if anyone desires to be a blessing to you, if God is leading them, amen, Jesus, we want to open up the way so that you can be blessed, amen, and so that they can be blessed in their obedience, amen. Glory to God. So, Father, we give you thanks and praise on tonight for the man of God. We're thanking you for this word. Father, we're thanking you for the ministry, oh God, that you have placed within him. We give you thanks. We give you praise, God. We're thanking you for your strength on tonight. Glory to God. Thank you for breathing upon him afresh in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the sacrifice to come and give a word, oh God, before your people, unto your people. We give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. Now, Father, we're asking that you would bless them now. We're asking, glory to God, that you would bless them. We're asking that you would open doors. We're asking, oh God, that you would overflow. Glory to God. Hallelujah unto him. Pour, oh God, unto his bosom on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight, oh God, to bless him. Bless his going out. Bless his coming in, oh God. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise for what you're doing in his life. We're thanking you on tonight, oh God, for the testimony of Jesus Christ, oh God, that rests within him. We give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We're thanking you for your angels. We're thanking you for your covering, God, in thy precious name. Glory to God. We thank you tonight. We're thanking you for the new thing that you're doing in his life. We give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight in thy precious name, oh God. Now, Father, we're asking you, oh God, everything that concerns him, his heart's desire on tonight, oh God, we're asking that you will move for him. Move in a mighty way, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, move, glory to God, all hindrances, oh God, all blockages on tonight. We, glory to God, we're asking that you will move on tonight. We do bind the hand of the enemy. We bring all of his works tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you for free course on tonight. We're thanking you, glory be to God, for redeeming the time on tonight. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory on tonight. We thank you. Glory to God. We thank you tonight. Oh, God, we thank you for lifting on tonight. We thank you for expansion. We're thanking you, oh, God, for opening doors on tonight. We're thanking you for ordering the steps this night. Father, we do pray in thy precious name, Jesus. Now, Father, we're asking that you would hide him behind your precious cross. Cover him in your shed blood on tonight. Father, bless now his going out and his coming in. Father, we're asking that you would cause your face to shine upon him, O God, from this day forth, even forevermore. Father, we bless you now. We thank you. We do glorify you for the word spoken, the word declared. We thank you now in thy precious name, Jesus. We give you glory. We give you praise in thy precious name, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord again. Again for you, man of God. We bless the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
For your sacrifice.
Yes,
thank you for your time.
Yes,
glory
yes.
to God.
Thank you.
Thank you for your attentiveness, availing yourself. Amen. To come
you,
to
Jesus.
Be a blessing
thank
to the Prayer News Network,
Amen,
to
Jesus.
The listeners. We give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight on behalf, amen, Jesus, of the advisors on tonight, amen, the prayer warriors and the people of God at large. We just want to say thank you. We appreciate you on tonight. And at this time, we're going to release the line back to you, man of God. And if you can give us that Cash App number, if you can give us it that on tonight, amen, Jesus. And we're going to release the line for other remarks. And for dismissal on tonight, if you would, amen, dismiss us on tonight in prayer. We do,
amen.
Again, thank God for you. We bless the Lord for you. Amen. And again, we are looking forward to hearing, amen, Jesus, your
amen.
Better half, amen, on tomorrow night.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. You have the platform, man of
amen,
God.
Jesus. Amen. I just want to say once again, thank you, Minister Bradley. Amen, Jesus, all the way over there in Atlanta, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And to all the people that are listening on this live. In the Bahamas, we've not reached the Cash App yet, but what I want you to do for me, I want you to pray. Amen, Jesus. If you pray, God will make a way. Amen,
mm-hmm.
Jesus. And I thank him because I've proven it over the years. And as I'm listening, amen, I know that there are people in this group that is listening. I would that one of these days that God will speak to your heart and that you will come to the Bahamas and just see the need for the gospel. Because
mm-hmm.
just how you have it there in America, we have one of the, sad to say, such a small nation, we have one of the highest murder rate in the world, and that is mostly among our young men. And I want to say to you that you must pray for us. We need your prayers.
Yeah.
We need your prayers more than ever before, because he said even in his word that where he see the blood, he will pass over.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to let you know that we are Vision of God here in Nassau, Bahamas. We've been here over 10 years. And my name is Pastor Howard Mott. You can find me on Facebook. I'm right there open, Pastor Howard Mott. And also we have a church page, which is called Vision of God Outreach Ministry. And also to my wife, Evangelist Michelle Mott. She has also a page called Breaking Barriers Ministry. You can also go there and find that also. My phone number is 1-242-447-7971. 1-242-447-7971. If you want prayer, we're here 24 hours a day. We're always, like I always tell the church people, you can call us any hour of the day. We ain't them preachers who's be hiding on you. We always willing and ready to pray with you and to hear your complaint that God will heal and deliver you. And I want to say once again, thank you so much, Pastor Bradley, and all of those that are sitting on the board with you. You're doing a great work and continue to do the work. And God will bless you from here straight to glory. Amen, Jesus, because he said, when this gospel of the kingdom is declared within all the earth, then shall he appear. And you're doing a great work. And I hope that even this will go and even to the Israelites, that this will go even to the Palestinians, that this will go, amen, Jesus, even in parts of Africa where they need to hear this gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ all over the world. God bless you. God bless you. Wherever you're listening, whatever country, God bless you. And have a wonderful night in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we love you right here in the Bahamas. Come to the Bahamas, 700 islands. And our slogan in the Bahamas is better than the Bahamas. So you can come. It is open with sand and sea. You can go online and look at the Bahamas. Beautiful place. Beautiful crystal water. But what makes us different is that there is a seed. There is a seed of the bride here in the Bahamas that is declaring the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. That have decided within their mind, heart, and soul that they will walk upright before the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't fear what come may. We will live right before God. God bless you tonight. Have a wonderful night in Jesus' name. Amen. Anybody want to say anything before I close? Amen.
Amen. Doesn't look like there's anyone on the platform, man of God.
So let me pray.
You have the close.
Yes, close. Mighty God. Mighty God, in the name of Jesus, even as we close out now, I pray, oh God, for the listeners that were listening on tonight. God, and even those that wanted to come on but could not, for some reason, figure out the app to get on. I pray, oh God, even that one you will bless. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, for everyone that is listening on tonight, that they will become a beacon to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, that their desires in their hearts will be to tell others about you. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every sickness and every disease, I curse it back to the pits of hell by the mighty name of Jesus. I speak divine healing upon these people. God, make ways and open doors for them. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that the wealth of the Gentiles will come even into their hands. And Almighty God, I pray in the name of Jesus as we depart from this platform on tonight, but not from your presence, that the angels of God will go with us, shield and protect us. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you on tonight. We love you in the Bahamas. In Jesus' name.
Amen. And that does conclude our broadcast, people of God. We want you to be sure to come back on tomorrow night. Amen. Evangelist Mark will be with us, and we're looking forward, amen, to do it again. God bless you. We love you, and we'll see you on tomorrow night.
Amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.